the centurion, he gets this. And he expects the servant of God is listening and obedient. He says, Lord, if you say it, it'll get done. Because he expects that the servant, if Jesus doesn't come, something's coming. Someone's healing. The Holy Spirit of God is going to do the work. And the centurion expects that this servant of God is listening and is obedient. That healing will come because God's will is done in his kingdom. And so the cautionary caveat to this point is, and you may recall this from last week, don't be a weak link in the chain, Christian. The servant of God does the things we know God requires. This is how God gets things done in his kingdom. And if we are the body of Christ, just another example. In my body, if my nose itches and I reach my hand to scratch it, I've taken care of it. Sorry, I give you all an itch now for pointing out, right? If you have an itch and you're trying to get your hand to just wipe your nose, if you just need to get there, how disquieting is that palsied gesture that I made of a hand that won't obey and go, and we would say we're the body of Christ, but we won't obey what the head is telling the hand to do. And would you subject the witness and testimony of the body of Christ in this world to the mockery that someone might have because of something not working? And not working right. And people looking at that body and saying, that's not a healthy body. I don't want what you are telling me is on offer because of the very unhealthy example of that body, says the world. And that should motivate us to stand in obedience so that the witness and testimony of God and the power of God and the deliverance of God would be a trusted thing that people in the world, when they finally pop, would come and seek the Lord and find him working and be delivered and be healed. This is about healing as you're reading chapter 7. The other story is about comfort and compassion, the widow in Nain. The other story is about the loss of hope of a believer who wonders, is this really what God's doing? Because it doesn't look like what I expected. As you're reading chapter 7. But we'll stop there and we'll say, Lord, help us in the seemingly hopeless circumstance. God, help us to turn from a confidence we would have in ourselves. Lord Jesus, we trust that you are the one who's able to heal and to deliver and to set free. And we come to you now. We come to you like a centurion, hopefully. We would like to see that we would be closer to the people of God than the oppressive Roman regime. But we'll just humble ourselves and say, we're not any better than that guy. Whatever we've done that we know stands against you, we just, you know, we let it go. We've stolen things in our pockets. We just empty our pockets on the ground. I don't want it. We look to you because we know that you're God, and we honor you in our prayer to you as God, and we pray that in your mercy you'll come and you'll help with the things that we need. You don't serve us, but we'd be blessed if you would, and we're asking and thank you for your mercy. And we praise you for what you're doing. And we love you because you're God, and you've with stories like this, you tell us what you're like, and what you do, and what you're looking for. And we'll trust you that this world is needing the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we'll be confident about how your kingdom works, and that as our commander, we commit to hearing from you and to going if you call. And guide us, please, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.